Restoring My Soul, Friday the 25th of November. The Word of the Oath. The oath assuring that the blessing of Abraham would come through Christ was the same oath through which the Son of God was begotten as the firstborn from the dead and was designated as a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Paul highlighted this point, noting that the Father who declared, "You are my Son," also said, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." Paul was quoting the prophetic psalm of King David, who wrote, "The Lord has sworn an oath and will not relent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." Jesus Christ was begotten as the firstborn from the dead by the Father, when the Father drew him out of many waters and established him as the firstborn of a new creation. This was when Jesus Christ our Lord was declared by the Father's oath to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. The word of the Father, through which Christ was begotten from the dead, gave to Jesus the sure mercies of David. That is, the full provision for God's everlasting covenant was committed to and finished in Christ. When Jesus was begotten from the dead by the word of the oath, he was also called by God as a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. Significantly, Jesus was progressively glorified by God the Father through the wounding events that he experienced in the course of his offering journey from Gethsemane to Calvary. Through these sufferings, Jesus learned how to be a high priest in relation to every situation and human condition. For this reason, Paul said, "We do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 1 verse 5, Hebrews chapter 5 verse 6, Psalm 110 verse 4, Psalm 18 verse 16, Colossians chapter 1 verse 18, Revelation chapter 1 verses 5 and 6, Romans chapter 1 verses 1 to 4, Acts chapter 13 verses 33 to 35, Isaiah chapter 55 verse 3, Hebrews chapter 5 verses 6 to 10, and Hebrews chapter 4 verses 15 and 16. For further study, Hebrews chapter 5.